Model Cities Program terminated, the Community Development Program came in and took its place. One of the things that keys too, I think, that looking back in retrospect over this thing that kind of happened simultaneously was the economic turnaround, and I think that came about as a result of institutional change. But the other thing, that the physical environment of the city changed dramatically. Oh, it was terrible. I'm telling you, I mean, this town was, the infrastructure of this town was in bad, bad shape. You know, I mean, it was just terrible. Streets were in horrible condition. Sidewalks, we think they're bad now. We still have a lot of problems with sidewalks. But boy, I'll tell you, we had some awful problems. And we, were able to take a lot of that federal money and do a lot of the physical improvements. If we hadn't been able to do those physical improvements, frankly, I don't know where we would have been. It's just hard for anyone that was not here in the 60s to remember how bad this place was. It was terrible shit. So, a couple of things have happened. You develop this mentality, so-called Butte mentality, the can-do attitude that we've developed. And while that's developing, you develop institutional change where people start to expect more out of local government. And the actual local government develops some expertise to be able to do some things that, frankly, the other local governments in the state aren't able to do. All that, I still say, came from that seed that came out of the Model Cities Program.